guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, one of you guys sent me a funny story, and it just it shows you that women always have a backup plan, even when they don't have a backup plan. So many times we're told women have it so much harder in this world. You just don't understand what it's like to be a woman. Glass ceiling, pay gap, etc., etc., patriarchy, blah, blah, blah. But the truth of it is women have now really two like golden parachutes they can pull out and pull the ripcord and they get a safe landing. The first one, they don't even need an education for. The first one is marriage. Most women, especially if they're, you know, cute or even average, can get a guy that will be interested in them, will supply a good home for them. I got to adjust my seat. Drive me crazy. A good home for them. And it's expected of the man to support the family because, again, if a guy doesn't bring home the bacon, he's not a good supporter. He's just not a provider. He's a deadbeat and he's not a good family man. So women have that. What's the other out? Well, they can get a career. And today I want to talk about the career of Renee Gracie. Let's get this recording. All right, Renee Gracie. Now she, Renee Gracie is, or was, I should say, a supercar championship driver. Not easy to get there. Now I don't know how good she was, but this is as of the start of 2020, with just about 20 days to go until the season starts. She was a racer. Now, of course, they don't have any of her information for race, and I didn't feel bothered to go back and look at other races. But we'll come down here, and it says Renee Gracie returns to the Dunlop Super 2 Series grid for a third season, this time with Image Racing. Now, hang with me here, because we're going somewhere, and I think you guys are going to like where this goes. Gracie starts the year fresh off her second attempt at a super cheap auto Bathurst 1000 as a wild card entry with Simona De Silvesto. So maybe a wild card, maybe not such a great driver, it sounds like. But they say the pair impressed in 2016, finishing 14th in a Nissan Altima after a difficult debut the year before in a Pro Drive Falcon as the Harvey Norman Supergirls. Okay, so they go on to say her history in here, and I guess she got started in this in 2015, so just in 5 years. So what would a guy do? Let's say a guy decides to become a race car driver and he's not very good at it. He might step to another class. He might see if he can learn a little bit more and see if he can improve his driving skills. He'd find a way to make that work. He'd find at least something else to do. Maybe he grew up with cars and as a driver, he's not so good, but he could become a mechanic. Lots of options. Can he marry a woman that makes good money and he can just sit on his laurels? Not so much. He's got to be a provider, right? Well, let's take a look at Renee here. This is her from Instagram. Now, if you were to ask me, I would consider her very attractive. Beautiful. Now, she has makeup on here, but I did scroll through, and she has photos without makeup. But this was a good one because you could see up close kind of what she looked like. In her photos, she's petite. She's got nice chesticles, and she's pretty. So, now she says, and it even says here, I take too many selfies when I'm not racing. Here's a birthday selfie. Off to the Magic Millions dinner tonight with Kate Page from Harvey Norman. Super excited. And that was 230 weeks ago. Yes, I went back a little while. But again, petite, pretty, good looking, right?
Well, no.
She's now an OnlyFans girl. Yep, there you go, guys. She just became an OnlyFans girl. Why? Because that's easier than racing, and she makes more money. So now women have two fallbacks, marriage or this, apparently. And I've got an article to read, but here's a couple of comments on it. Her arse got too big to fit in the touring car seat. She needed to change careers. That was 21 hours ago. Someone else says, so sad you went from someone young girls could look up to someone you wouldn't want your daughter to know anything about. And someone else says, Beth Blessed says, I don't understand how anyone can do this kind of work and not be completely ashamed. Now you read through further and then it's all of a sudden a bunch of thirsty guys. But here it is right here from TotalProSports.com. So this is not some girl's blog or anything like this. This is from a sports page. Former Australian supercar driver quits to become OnlyFans adult star. They say sports stars always needed a separate career path to fall back on once their competitive days are over. Again, if you're a competitive driver and you don't do well, you're out of a job. But I guess she didn't have to wait that long. She said, however, Renee Gracie didn't want to wait for the prime of her career to be over to make a drastic career change. The former Australian supercar driver opted to retire from the sport as she was finding it difficult to make a living from racing. That means that you're not very good at it. After taking a job at a local car yard to make ends meet following her departure from competition, remember what I just said, right? A guy that can't cut it, maybe he goes to become a mechanic, maybe he moves on to something else, but he doesn't have a backup plan. He's just got to find a way to make it work. That guy might be stocking shelves at a grocery store and trying to make ends meet. He doesn't get to get married and get pulled out of, because remember this, when a guy's in a family or a guy's in a relationship and he starts making better money and he starts making more money, he starts looking for ways to improve his and his girl's life in most cases, not all, but in most cases. What's a woman do when she starts making more money? She looks for a better guy. That's just how it goes. I mean, you can see that time and time and time again. So no parachutes for guys, but here's her parachute. They go on to say, she said, after taking a job, local car yard, make ends meet, she finally decided to take her talents, quote, to a subscription-based website, OnlyFans. OnlyFans allows creators to make content of an adult nature available to fans for a monthly fee. It worked out as she generated $3,000 within her first week on the site. So say she starts gaining a following after this. Okay, that means if she just stays at $3,000 a week, which is, this is a monthly subscription, so she's at least going to get 4 to 5 weeks out of it, right? That's $150,000 a year. If you kept 50 weeks. So we'll say that's $156,000 a year if she doesn't do anything but get the same number of subscribers. If she puts out there, you know, racing car girl and this, that, and the other, she's going to make even more than that. That's better than she ever had to do racing. And there's no being hot in a racing suit. There's no track days. There's no practice. Just lay around and eat bonbons and get bigger chesticles and lip injections. So they say here, I pretty much do everything, Gracie admitted, as per the Daily Telegraph. I do whatever it is people request. I sell those photos and people tip me. I've been able to pay for a house. I have a 30-year loan that I'm about to pay off in 12 months. And women want to say they've got hard mode, that they've got challenges ahead of them. Right, I ought to hit that laugh button again. Gracie says that her father is proud of her achievements, is supportive of her new career choice. Maybe because he was worried about that he might get hit up for some money and he doesn't have to pay for it. Gracie also insists she has closed the door on the idea of ever returning to racing. Shocking. I got over it, racing, and realized I wasn't good enough and I moved on. There it is. She revealed, I have no interest in going back, probably because they wouldn't have you and they wouldn't pay for it. Racing cars in my eyes is not the pinnacle of what I have done. What I am doing right now, I would rather do than race around Bathurst. Where is the sense of accomplishment? Where is pride in what you do? Where is loving what you do? That's gone. It's all about the Benjamins, right? Listen to this. Now, I have not read through this article because I wanted a little bit of shock factor myself. But listen to this. She is now earning an estimated $25,000 a week through her sales of her material. That's $100,000. Now I'm just doing four weeks, you know, so at 48 weeks, right? So that's $100,000 a month times 12 months. And it's actually a little bit more than that. $1.2 million doing this. But she was a failed driver. Oh, it's so hard being a woman. We don't have any. Give me a break. There's so many average girls that are doing this. And again, they also have marriage. It has put me in a financial position I could never have dreamed of, and I'm really enjoying it. Really? You think? Really? I'm fine with whatever they want to call me. I'm earning good money and I'm comfortable with where I'm at. Look, if I had $1.2 million in a year, you'd call me anything you want to. One thing you couldn't call me is a woman because I can't do this. But boy, what you could call me a lot of names and I'd be very proud of it. So they linked over to the Instagram. But again, look at this. I mean, she was so cute. She was petite, pretty. And again, even in the photos without the makeup and all that, she's spicy, right? Good looking girl. This is a girl you go, wow, man, that's the kind of girl any guy would be proud of. This, wah, wah. Now, I have to be careful. I won't go on too many of these crazy pictures, but she has, let me find something with at least some clothes on here. But if you look at these photos, if it'll load up here, and when you notice I'm back in the house, I'm having some work done on the bus. You look at this. Look at the ink, man. Look at the ink. And that's all new, friends and family. That is all new, or I think most of it's new. And she's definitely getting thicker. I think this may have been done previously because this doesn't look any bigger. But the lips, dude. I mean, what is up with, I'm trying to get her in a, look at her. She looks ridiculous. She, the big fat lips and, ruined, just ruined. You know what it reminds me of? Pamela Anderson. As she started to get older and she had her face done before, she was girl next door beautiful. Afterwards, plastic Barbie, everything was fake, horrible. So, you know, I thought I'd bring this story, and thank you for the gentleman that sent this to me. I thought I'd bring this up because it just goes to show you that, you know, every time they want to say, oh, women have it hard, man, you just don't understand. There's glass ceiling and all this other stuff. Men cannot marry out of poverty. Men cannot marry into a better station in life. Women can. Men can't go to a club and dance for money on a pole and come up with a load of cash, buy some augmentation to look better, and then go marry a doctor. Not all women can. But my point is some women can. You take someone like her, a failed race car driver, and she gets some lip injections, and she was striking to begin with, but now she just looks, she looks like a, what's the word I'm looking for? That hoe over there. Now she just looks, it just looks bad, man. I'll leave the link below if you want to look at her. Don't go leaving a bunch of crappy things over there. There's no reason to do that. She's already ruined her own life enough, but she's going to be rich while she does it. So, you know, hey, how much fun of her can I really make, right? I can say I don't like how she looks and no one's going to want her. But the truth of it is she's going to be a millionaire. She's somebody's going to be attracted to the way she looks, all plastic and Barbie doll. And she'll get wifed up. She'll have a family and she'll be rich. She does this for 3, 4, 5 years. She's going to have $5 million. So maybe I'm the dumb one. Because I'm moving into a bus to drive around the country. I'm no millionaire. She is. So, but again, it goes to show you that within a year of doing this, she's paid off a house and she's going to be roughly a millionaire, where, you know, most of us have to work 20 or 30 years scrimping and saving and living close to the ground before we'd ever have a chance at that. She's living the posh life and gets there because she's got a couple of, you know, things that we don't have and some fans willing to pay for it. That to me, there's no glass ceiling where that comes in. Talk to me about equality when a guy can get on there and do this. Then we'll talk about equality in the workplace. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, and subscribe. Make sure you're still subscribed. I've had a couple of people leave some messages that they've been unsubscribed. Thanks to YouTube. Guys, that's it for me. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, they've always got an escape chute, an escape parachute, an escape hatch. And if you're having a hard time, all you got to do is knuckle down and work harder because you don't get to do any of this.